Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 71. Partly cloudy skies tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 47. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 63. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly officially signed and issued the last bill of the legislative session of 2025 on Friday last week, with the state government now successfully passing more than 120 bills this year, with nearly 100 of them set to take effect starting this summer on July 1st. As according to KSNT News, some of the more prevalent ones that take effect starting July 1 include having several new license plate options in the state that include having one for the National Future Farmers of America, or the FFA, the Route 66 Association, and others. At the same time, state lawmakers did pass legislation for year-round fireworks sales in the state of Kansas, with retail locations around the state having options to sell fireworks for extended periods of time throughout the year. Overall, Governor Kelly also vetoed a total of 19 bills throughout the session. However, only five of those vetoes remained, with the state legislature being able to override the majority of them throughout the session. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday night, kick off the weekend with week six of UFL action as the Arlington Renegades take on the St. Louis Battlehawks at 7. On Saturday, catch Major League Baseball, where Bobby Witt Jr. leads the Kansas City Royals against the Baltimore Orioles at 6. And on Sunday, IndyCar Motors rev up in Birmingham at 12:30, followed by more UFL action as the Brahmas and Stallions battle at 3 p.m. Fox Sports, Fox Kansas, Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
I'm Kansas Treasurer Stephen Johnson. Check fraud has more than doubled in the last decade, so keep your account safe by practicing safe checks. Use permanent gel pens, avoid blank spaces, withhold personal information, review your account statement and paid checks, and use digital payment options when possible. Go to practicesafechecks.com to learn more about ways you can reduce your risk.
Sponsored by the Kansas Bankers Association, Kansas State Treasurer's Office, Office of the State Bank Commissioner, and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
According to the Kansas Supreme Court, they have released their official opinion regarding the outdoor supply store and firearm manufacturer of Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World to not be liable for a shooting in which a gun was purchased from the business and was unintentionally fired by an individual who was in a vehicle in Lyon County. WIBW reports the decision came after the latest statewide case from Marquise Johnson v. Bass Pro Outdoor World LLC, where the Kansas Supreme Court reversed the Kansas Court of Appeals and affirmed the Lyon County District Court decision to grant the summary judgment to Bass Pro Outdoor World. According to the courts, they say the case stemmed from the incident in which one individual identified as Johnson was unintentionally shot by a friend while sitting in a car at a stoplight. In other news, according to the latest nationwide studies, the states of Kansas and Missouri have been found to be a home of some of the worst puppy mills in the United States. As according to the Humane Worlds for Animals, they released their latest update on the Horrible 100 2025, having four of the mills in the state of Kansas and 26 of them in the state of Missouri.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A controversial bill that would reduce the contributions to state teachers' retirement plans has advanced towards the final passage earlier this week, despite some of the warnings coming from certain Nebraska lawmakers saying that Legislative Bill 645 is designed to help close the state's projected $457 million budget shortfall over the next 2 years by reducing the state's contributions into the teacher retirement plans by roughly $77 million. According to former state senator Mark Coulterman, that headed up the legislature's retirement systems committee for 7 years, they say that using retirement plan funds to balance the budget does not make a lot of financial sense, particularly when it's uncertain if the investments will garner enough revenue to maintain the retirement funds. Others, however, say that the plan is currently nearly 100% funded and is taking in more contributions from teachers, local school districts, and the state than what is currently needed. Mid-America Network News.
Are you seeking that dream recreational property or thinking of selling selling your farm or ranch? I'm Aaron Bauman with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate, and I serve both Nebraska and Kansas. Whether you're buying or selling, I am here to help guide you through the sales process. For information or a consultation, give me a call at 402-984-1690. That's Aaron at 402-984-1690 with Hayden Outdoors, the brand that sells the land.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and heard an update on the city swimming pool. Hangar rents were approved at the Marysville City Airport. A request from One Marysville was approved for a Friday food truck and brown bag lunch option featuring local restaurants and food trucks that will be offered Fridays at lunch on the South 7th Street corridor downtown beginning May 16. Traffic in downtown Marysville affected by work in the 700 block of Sutter Street by a contractor for AT&T this week. Traffic delays not expected, but drivers should be aware. One Marysville hosted a strategy session Tuesday to discuss potential for future development of the Blue River Rail Trail connection from U.S. 36 downtown north toward the trailhead. Community members, including One Marysville, Blue River Rail Trail organizers, Historic Union Pacific Depot board members, and adjacent business owners shared aspirations for prioritizing and completing the project, mentioning trail visibility and access, impression, and beautification. Concerns included infrastructure development, safety, stormwater drainage, and continued business access. Challenges will be developing a stormwater study, adequate funding, city initiative, and support. Pony Up Match Day is Friday in Marysville. Over 60 nonprofit organizations and causes are involved. Details online at ponyupmarysville.com, where contributions may be designated or in-person giving will be welcome Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville.
This year, we have $105,000 match money, and each organization will receive a 50% match on their gift. They can receive a maximum of $3,000 per organization, and the match money is available. This $105,000 will provide a 50% match up to $3,000 per organization until match funds are depleted.
Donations left after midnight tonight will qualify for the match, and donations welcome at the Helvering Center on Friday again from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Blue Rapids, Waterville, Greenleaf, and surrounding communities along Highway 9 are coordinating community garage sales this weekend, May 2nd through the 4th. Saturday is the White Way Car Run, which passes along Kansas Highway 9. Details available on the group Facebook page, Kansas White Way Car Run 2025. Check-in sites will include Atchison and Concordia, 7 to 8 a.m. Meeting in Frankfort later Saturday. For those joining along the route or checking in at Frankfort, registration opens 11 a.m. Drivers should be back in Frankfort by noon. Odell Community is also hosting community garage sale Saturday, May 3rd. Listed hours 8-1 with maps available in town. Nebraska Department of Natural Resources will present new floodplain maps for Gage County this Saturday, 10 to 1 at Beatrice High School. Residents welcome to ask about flood risk, learn about flood insurance options, and discuss the maps. No formal presentation activities for children will be available. Memorial service Saturday, May 3rd for Mary B. Roop, age 69 of Washington, who passed away April 22nd. Memorial service is planned Saturday beginning at 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Private burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Mary Roop. Memorial service planned Saturday for Dennis E. Hample, age 79 of Marysville, who passed away April 9th. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Christy Andrews Funeral in Waterville. Graveside service, the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 at the Christy Andrews Funeral in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dennis Hample. Charlotte A. Haug, age 85 of Seneca, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial, 11 a.m. Saturday with a rosary at 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Charlotte Haug. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, cornbread, mac and cheese, peas, and sliced pears. Tomorrow, Italian chicken, whole wheat bread, rice, green beans, and pineapple rings. City of Marysville Water Department advising they'll be replacing equipment at 403 North 13th Street this morning. Water may be off for a couple of hours in the neighborhood around 9 a.m. at 403 North 13th in Marysville.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Join the Marysville Rotary Club for their Kentucky Derby Party this Saturday, May 3rd. 3 until 7 p.m., they'll feature a Southern Supper, Kentucky Derby Bar, multiple horse races, silent auction, and great music. Pick your pony and join us in your Derby best. All proceeds benefit the Blue Valley Giving Tree. Advance tickets at the Marysville Advocate, Reflections, and First Commerce Bank. Kentucky Derby Party, 3 p.m. till 7 p.m. Saturday, May 3rd, at the Lee Dam Arts Center in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers clearing up early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then some scattered showers possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine into Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Then mostly clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then more rain possible throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Rain showers possible throughout Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then some scattered showers possible throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s, and more rain possible as we head into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early May, 71. Record high on this date, 94. The average low, 48. The record low, 24. Sunset this evening, 8:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:28. We received 35 hundredths of an inch of rain Wednesday. Cloudy, overcast, some fog around the area this morning. It's 57 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 1st of May. It's May Day. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Rise and shine with Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. Now closed on Mondays. Start your day the sweet way with fresh made daily donuts and pastries and perfectly brewed coffee. Visit Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the difference.
Just have to remember your history. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. Prior to being in L.A., the Lakers were, more appropriately, in the land of 10,000 lakes, Minnesota. Last night, the Lakers eliminated by Minnesota. Timberwolves close out the series in five, winning 103-96. Coach J.J. Redick says L.A. just needed to gel.
We played 13 games with our playoff rotation in the regular season. Bron and Luka obviously played more than that together, but these things take time.
Lakers have dropped 12 of their last 14 playoff games dating back to 2023. LeBron James, 22 in the loss, says he's not sure of his future at this point. Timberwolves close out that series. Rockets and Warriors headed back to San Francisco. Houston, a 15-point win in a game they led by as much as 31. Golden State still leads the series 3-2. Tonight, a couple of game sixes. Pistons host the Knicks. New York goes in, leading that series 3-2. Clippers host the Nuggets. Denver has a 3-2 series lead. On the ice, Capitals beat Montreal 4-1 and win the series 4-1. They get the Hurricanes next. Panthers eliminate Tampa Bay with a 6-3 win in Game 5. Florida gets either the Senators or the Maple Leafs. Jets, President's Trophy winners, beat the Blues in Game 5. They take a 3-2 series lead in that one. Baseball, Colorado snaps an 8-game losing streak with a 2-1 win over Atlanta, but the Rockies still have their worst 30-game start in franchise history. White Sox lose again, 6-4 to the Brewers. Dodgers have the longest active win streak, 5 straight, with their 12-7 win over the Marlins. Phillies and Mariners both win. They have 4 straight wins as they pick up victories yesterday. Royals shut out Tampa Bay 3-0. Noah Cameron had a no-hit bid broken up in the 7th in his Major League debut. Cleveland doubles up the Twins 4-2. Tigers win again 7-4 over the Astros. Pirates edge the Cubs 4-3. Pittsburgh seeing a fan hospitalized after falling out of the stands onto the warning track.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery. So he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Graduation season is here, and Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has the selection of party favorites to match the moment. From mouth-watering pulled pork, juicy chicken wings and thighs, savory baked beans with burnt ends and all the sides to make your grad's party the top of its class. Make graduation a day to remember with catering options from Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures pointed higher overnight after a day of volatile trading ended with little change for the major indexes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Wednesday rose 141 points to close at 40,669. The S&P finished slightly above its opening, the NASDAQ slightly below. Tesla may be looking for a new CEO. The Wall Street Journal says the company's board has reached out to several executive search firms to work on a process to find a replacement for Elon Musk. Tesla denies that report. Apple may be headed to criminal court. Federal Judge Yvonne Gonzalez is referring the case to federal prosecutors after she ruled the tech giant violated an antitrust ruling connected to the App Store. McDonald's reports first quarter earnings today, and analysts expect a second consecutive period of sales declines. The fast food giant is considered a bellwether of consumer habits. It's had a series of sluggish earnings periods. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday morning to you, and happy May, as it's officially the first day for the new month as we continue on through the year here. Pretty crazy how fast time is moving. Looking at some of the grains and livestock yesterday is the way we wrapped up. We saw it really mixed across the board. Grain market was mixed with corn and wheat slightly higher. Livestock a little bit lower on the day yesterday. We'll see what's in store when things open up again going into a Thursday morning. Corn market, though, saw some decent gains. May corn was up 6¾ cents at 467¼. The July corn was up by 5¼ cents at 475½ cents. In the wheat market, Kansas City wheat for May, they were higher for the most part throughout most of the day, but did see some red right at the end. May KC wheat down a penny at 514¼. July KC wheat wrapping up a 1½ cent lower at 529½ cents. Oats market, they also saw some red as well, wrapping up for Thursday's or Wednesday's trading. May oats down 25 cents as that took a bit of a jump to 356¼. July oats were down 1¼ at 356¼ cents. And the bean market, some red there as well at the end of yesterday's trading. May soybeans wrapping up 6¼ cents lower at 1034¾. The July was down 8¼ at 1044½ cents. Soybean meal for May down 50 cents yesterday at 290 even, with the July down 20 cents at 298 even. And soybean oil for May, that was in the red 27 cents at 48.58. The July down 36 cents, sitting at $48.97. Cotton market didn't have much better luck as well, as May cotton did wrap up at 85 cents in the red at 65.50. The July cotton down 40 cents at 66.09. And the canola market, slightly higher numbers there at the end of trading, with May canola off the board at 682. The July up 660 at 693.60.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. 401k retirement accounts can be used to create the necessary working capital to start or expand an agricultural operation. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen explains how to use 401k accounts as purchasing power in capital-intensive businesses.
You're going to have to create a C-corporation to establish a 401k plan in that C-corporation, and then roll over your current 401k at your old employer into the new 401k plan. And then what happens is that the new plan buys shares in the corporation and becomes an owner. So the money you put into the corporation then becomes the working capital that that corporation can use to buy equipment and plant crops and acquire land and livestock, as well as other assets that you're going to farm with.
He outlines what to remember legally when using a 401k for agricultural acquisitions.
There's no limit on how much stock in the corporation the 401k can buy. So that means, unlike borrowing money from a 401k, which is limited to $50,000, or cashing in the plan and paying taxes and a 10% penalty on the funds received, that means that you can put a significant amount of capital into the farm business in a pretty tax-efficient manner. So if you do it right and you follow the rules, this can work pretty well. However, there's some drawbacks. You don't want to be overly aggressive. with the strategy. The IRS has noted abuses with this concept. So don't think you can set up a corporation simply to buy a motorhome. No, don't do that. You want to use it for business purposes because if you buy a motorhome and you get audited, that's going to be disallowed on the audit.
McOwen shares if any succession issues will arise if a producer employs this financial strategy.
If you do it right and pay attention to the rules, it can be a part of your overall legacy plan, but you have to make sure you stay on top of this to preserve your farming or ranching legacy for your heirs. So if you want to do this, the key with preserving that legacy is don't delay. And because we never know how much sand is in the top of each of our hourglasses. And the sooner you get a plan put in place, even if it doesn't include the use of a 401k to fund your operation, the better off you're going to be. And then modify that plan as time goes by because your situation changes, your facts change, your family structure changes, your goals and objectives change. So keep on top of that plan and don't just set one up and have it cast in stone.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen on using 401k retirement accounts as capital in agriculture. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day. Sale begins 11 a.m. in Marysville Livestock, and upwards of 1,000 head of early consignments include three black first calf heifer pairs, calves 60 days, four black 3 to 4 year old bred summer calving cows, four black steers and heifers weighing 3.5 to 4, 35 weighing in at 3.5, 5.5, 60 mixed steers and heifers 4 to 4.50, 11 black steers and heifers 4 to 5, 30 black and red steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5.50, 16 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, another 15 in that range, 33 mixed steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 55 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 15 weighing 4 to 6, 33 mixed steers and heifers 4 to 6, 55 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, another 33 had a lot of 4 in that same weight range, 27 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6.50, 11 Hereford steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, 10 black steers at 6 to 7.50, 35 black and red heifers 6.5 to 7.25, 21 black heifers weigh 7 to 7.50, 46 black and red heifers 7.50 to 7.75, with 60 weighing 7.50 to 7.75, 60 black and red heifers 8.25 to 8.50, 60 black heifers 8.25 to 8.50, 60 black steers 9 to 9.25, 109 black steers 9 to 9.25, 24 fed cows 15 to 1,900 pounds, 6 weighing in at 15 to 1,900 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
It's the first day of a month full of historical firsts. All about famous May firsts today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 1st, the 121st day of the year. Elvis Presley married his longtime girlfriend Priscilla on this day in 1967, and Buffalo Bill Cody presented his first Wild West show in 1883. Other firsts in May include the patent for the gramophone, issued in 1896. 10 years later, Henry Wells of Springfield, Massachusetts, was involved in the first documented automobile accident. May of 1911 saw a landmark in crime solving. The first person was convicted through the use of fingerprinting. Jockey Willie Shoemaker got his first Kentucky Derby win. Amtrak went into operation in 1971. And in 1972, Richard Nixon became the first U.S. president to visit Moscow. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine peeking out. We had about 35 hundredths in our rain gauge last evening. High temps around 70. Seasonal highs today. A little bit cooler Friday. Back in the 70-degree range Saturday into Sunday. A nice-looking weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the offseason of college football underway right now, the Kansas State Wildcats say they're trying to fine-tune some of theirs going into the upcoming fall season, with schedules being announced here throughout the next few weeks. As according to Tim Fitzgerald with Go Powercat Network, talks about some of the weaknesses that the Wildcats have seen for the past few seasons and what they need to do to tighten up that ship.
Even when they won a Big 12 title, I thought this group wasn't good enough. That's receiver. It's been a while since K-State's had a receiving core that people fear. Receivers, yes. One, maybe two. But when you got into the depth, and we saw it the last couple years, they just weren't very reliable. And at the end of the day, that's what drove me nuts about the group last year in particular. How many times did we watch guys run the wrong route, or just give up on a block, or just totally screw up an assignment?
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all six home games this fall. Saturdays and Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
The city of Washington is accepting applications for a power plant operator. Applicants must possess a valid Kansas Class B CDL with a high school diploma or GED equivalent, knowledge in diesel engine operation, power generation and maintenance, along with a skilled level of working in the operation of fossil fuel engines, electric generators, and associated equipment is required. The position is on call on a rotating basis, with residency within a 5-mile radius of Washington required. Applicants subject to pre-employment drug screening. Visit the city website for a full job description and application, or contact City Clerk at 785-325-2284. Compensation dependent upon qualifications and includes an excellent benefit package. Interested candidates should submit application along with resume, cover letter, and 3 work-related references to the City Clerk at Washington, Box 296, Washington, Kansas, 66968. If confidentiality is requested, please state in application materials, position open until filled. City of Washington is an equal opportunity employer.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
KNDY.